K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, you're caller 20. You win.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Kevin. Totally appreciate it.
No worries. You got your name on the standby boarding list to see Foo Fighters in Nashville.
Well, nothing screams Nashville like the Foo Fighters.
Right? It's World Famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. What's up, party people? It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We have on the show today, Who's Naked Now? Story from Southern California. What's up with Florida? A 29-year-old woman was detained at a cheesecake factory for reaching into the display case and eating the entire Oreo Dream Extreme cheesecake. Ate the whole thing while waiting. We got some face painters that were robbers here in Southern California, and people are dumb. We had the 420 catch of the day, and in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for the Avenged Sevenfold and Good Charlotte show at BMO Stadium, August 30th, plus more of these. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Stop it.
New video tonight of a naked man arrested in Anaheim today after barricading himself inside an apartment building.
Lot of nakedness in the news. Who's Naked Now is coming up next on K-Rock. It is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. More chances for you to see Foo Fighters in Nashville. Your chance to qualify for that is coming up in about 20 minutes. Let's go now to people who are nude.
Who's naked now? Who's naked now?
New video tonight of a naked man arrested in Anaheim today after barricading himself inside an apartment building.
Seems like as it gets hotter and hotter in Anaheim, the clothes come off more and more. I don't love it.
Police tell us they were looking for someone who had been reported breaking car windows.
And they show a row of like 10 cars, all of which have a giant round basketball size hole in the back window. Doesn't look like he was trying to steal anything, just looked like he wanted to take out his aggressions on the back windows.
When they showed up at the Casa Bonita apartments, that man ran from officers.
Come on, man, it's called the Casa Bonita. So you don't need to have your Big Ed and the Twins swinging in the air around Casa Bonita.
And hid in the complex.
They don't say that it was his apartment. They just said he hid in the complex. So it's no longer Casa Bonita. Now it's Edificio Ascaroso. I think.
The SWAT team was called in. They arrived in full tactical gear, which was apparently more than enough.
Yeah, the SWAT team was overdressed for this situation.
To coax that man out, he eventually surrendered without incident and without clothes.
Just to clarify, the man was naked.
Oh, my goodness. In your life, have you seen anything like that?
Unfortunately, got a chance for you to qualify to see the Foo Fighters in Nashville coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Damien.
Hey, Damien, you're caller 20. You win.
That's awesome, Kevin. Thank you.
You bet. You are on the standby boarding list to see Foo Fighters in Nashville. The drawing is Monday, and your name will be in the drawing.
I'm ready to go. Thanks.
Every year, when the spelling bee comes around, I marvel at how dumb I am. I look at them, and I watch the kids that are usually 15 and under, and they're spelling words that I've never heard of, and it's a miracle. And the spelling bee just happened again, and the winner is local.
A local teenager can outspell anyone in the country. Shrey Parikh has won the National Spelling Bee.
This is a 14-year-old kid from Rancho Cucamonga, the Scripps National Spelling Bee champion. Doing something I'm not great at, spelling.
Jess, it's so exciting to have a hometown champion.
I'm going to need you to take it down just a notch.
From right here in Rancho Cucamonga, we're standing in front of his school. 14-year-old Shrey Parikh not only won the spelling bee.
Yeah, as if that's not enough.
He also completed a championship record by being able to spell 32 words correctly in just 90 seconds. Take a look.
So they're going back and forth now between the person saying the words and the kid on the stage who is spelling the words too fast for me to even understand.
Your first word is Taroni.
T-O-R-O-N-E.
Enthymeme.
E-N-T-H-Y-M-E-M-E.
Iguape.
I-G-U-A-P.
Chikungunya.
C-H-I-K-U-N-G-U-N-Y-A.
Bromocriptine.
B-R-O-M-O-C-R-I-P-T-I-N-E.
Kashaw.
C-U-S-H-A-W.
I think I'm batting 100 on those words. I don't know the meaning of any one of them. Actually, I guess that's batting zero. And also, they were going way too fast. So let's slow it down to half speed and see if we can follow along with what's going on there.
Your first word is Taroni.
T-O-R-O-N-E.
Enthymeme.
E-N-T-H-Y-M-E-M-E.
At the end of every word, you hear a him hitting something. I think it's a button to say I'm done with that word. Move on.
Iguape.
I-G-U-A-P.
Chikungunya.
C-H-I-K-U-N-G-U-N-Y-A.
Is that even a word?
Bromocryptine.
B-R-O-M-O-C-R-I-P-T-I-N-E.
Kashaw.
C-U-S-H-A-W.
Time.
Those words are incredible. Chikungunya was one of the words. I can't get over it.
I haven't even heard of that.
No. Don't know how to say it. Don't know how to spell it.
I mean, that's true of the entire competition for me. Not my strength.
He took it to another level. I think he's just born different.
Yeah, the word you're looking for there is smart. Smarter. Smartest. S-M-A-R-T-E-S-T. Coming up in a couple of weeks, Los Angeles will all be about the World Cup. We've made a lot of noise about the ticket prices, but the parking prices are unbelievable. Details coming up on K-Rock.
Big concern for the upcoming World Cup matches. How much it costs just to park?
How much it costs just to park is outrageous. Tell you about that coming up on K-Rock. Really looking forward to the World Cup on TV because the prices are unbelievable.
Big concern for the upcoming World Cup matches. How much it costs just to park?
So again, I think the first game with the U.S. men's team is with Paraguay. And the tickets, the least expensive ticket at SoFi is $1,000 per ticket for the nosebleeds.
More on the jaw-dropping parking prices. Gene, hello.
So you didn't spend your whole year's budget on tickets. They're going to get the rest of it with parking.
Can you believe it? We're talking about sticker shock here. If you're going to the World Cup, first game June 12th here at SoFi Stadium, get this, it could be hundreds of dollars, but there's some good news. There are some alternatives.
Let's not skip over the bad news. I want to hear it. Give it to me straight.
There is World Cup fever happening, and people are buying those tickets if you haven't already done so. Parking is definitely not cheap, and you can't just show up and pay on game day. All parking must be pre-purchased online.
So you can't just show up and pay to park. You have to do it before the game online.
The cheapest spot we found runs $151.
$151 is more than the price of many, many rock shows. Not all, but many.
And that's still more than a mile away from the front gate.
So the $151 tickets are more than a mile away from SoFi.
If you want something closer, prices jump to $281, even $300, but there is another option.
All right, just before the option, $281 and $300 just to park to get into the World Cup. Here's a pretty good alternative.
LA Metro is running direct nonstop bus service to every single match from pickup spots all over the region. First World Cup game, as I mentioned, June 12th. We're talking Union Station, North Hollywood, Long Beach, even Anaheim. And the fare, only $1.75 each way.
I'm going to keep my eye on that. Somehow I think that might go up quite a bit.
It's ridiculous. It's, in my opinion, another cash grab by the tournament organizers who probably think, you know, if these people are already spending thousands of dollars to get in to the stadiums, what's another couple hundred to park right outside of it?
Just to clarify, to park in the parking lot for SoFi is $300 and up. This might be the biggest ripoff of my life. I love soccer. Am I going?
No. No.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Not gonna.
Mm-mm.
Not.
No.
Don't have.
No.
That.
No.
Kind
no.
of.
No.
No. Money.
No.
Nope.
Hell no.
Not worth
no.
it.
No.
Out.
No.
Out.
I refuse. No. No.
Another chance for you to win a seat to see the Foo Fighters in Nashville coming up on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Missy.
Hey, Missy, you're caller 20. You win.
Woo! No way! No way! That's so awesome!
Nicely done. You are in the drawing on Monday morning to see Foo Fighters in Nashville.
Woo! Oh, my God! Wow, that's so awesome. Thank you.
Megan Holiday is back with Three Things at Four.
K-Rock.
Three things at four.
Number one, a youth baseball coach has been banned for life and his son suspended for 5 years for throwing a baseball at the opposing team's dugout. I don't know if you saw this story.
I didn't, no.
Okay, well, here is some of it. And this is like kind of updated because it went viral last week.
All right, we got an update on the 11U pitcher whose coach ordered him to throw a fastball into the opposing team's dugout because they were cheering during a rally. Here's the footage in case you haven't seen it yet.
Oh my God. Oh, are you kidding me?
The United States Specialty Sports Association did a full investigation, and to the surprise of no one, the coach ordered the hit, and the kid on the mound was his son. And as far as the punishments, the coach has been banned from Oklahoma youth baseball for the remainder of his life as his 11-year-old son gets a 5-year suspension.
That is insane.
I know. I feel so bad for that kid, though. Like, what an Father of the Year award. 100% yep, right there.
Sure.
Number two, another story involving weird stuff going on at baseball games. An elderly fan has been exposed on social media in the worst way, with another fan catching him deleting questionable photos of himself during a baseball game. The ballpark is probably not one of the places that anyone would ever think, I'm going to delete some nudes off my phone.
Right, that's weird.
But for some people, there's no time like the present, I guess. The grandpa in question apparently couldn't risk going back home with such risque selfies still in his gallery, so he used his solo outing as an opportunity to clean out his phone. Unfortunately for him, things didn't quite work out the way he planned, because the guy sitting behind him recorded him deleting the nudes, posted the video, and he wrote, "Dude at the game has been deleting photos of his D for 10 minutes straight." The comment section did not disappoint, with someone saying, "Spread eagle with a little glimpse of the chocolate starfish. That one's going in the bag. Thanks, Gramps." Someone else commented, "New beginnings." And another said, "Can only keep the best ones." Wow. Multitasking at its finest. And number three, a Canadian father of five is going viral after revealing that he can randomly become legally intoxicated despite not drinking any alcohol at all. And
what?
Here is the story.
Eric Poulin doesn't need to drink for him to black out. He hasn't had any alcohol, but his breathalyzer reads positive.
It's really unsettling.
Poulin has been diagnosed with auto-brewery syndrome. His body produces ethanol on its own. Despite the diagnosis, he and his doctors are still working out the exact cause.
It's hard to be, you know, a father. I've got, you know, five kids. You know, I don't know what's going to happen day to day, hour to hour. So that really leaves a lot of limitations on what I can do.
It took years for Poulin to get a diagnosis. Doctors were puzzled by his symptoms, and we questioned his story.
Would it just been a little bit more accommodating, I guess the word? A lot of this could have probably been prevented years ago.
The syndrome happens when there's an imbalance of microorganisms in the gut. The syndrome can often be treated by combining a low-carb diet with antifungal therapy. So far, this approach has been unsuccessful for Poulin. In the meantime, Poulin hopes to at least raise awareness about auto-brewery syndrome, a disease his family calls debilitating.
His body is a brewery.
His body, master brewer at his finest. I told you it was a weird one. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things of Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a song that came out in 2023 by The Beaches called Edge of the Earth. It had one go-around, and then it was featured in the Amazon show Off Campus, where they use it over a key romantic moment between the characters Hannah and Gareth. It's got a new life. It's called Edge of the Earth. It's The Beaches, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. The Edge of the Earth, that's Bleaches on the world-famous K-Rock. Sorry, Beaches. That is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday, back after vacation.
Yeah.
Ready to go?
Woo, ready to go. I'm feeling good.
All right. You brought in this story about a coach, a parent that was a coach of a Little League team that told his son, who was the pitcher, to throw a fastball into the bench of the opposing team.
Yep.
Which didn't go well.
All right, we got an update on the 11U pitcher whose coach ordered him to throw a fastball into the opposing team's dugout because they were cheering during a rally. Here's the footage in case you haven't seen it yet. The United States Specialty Sports Association did a full investigation, and to the surprise of no one, the coach ordered the hit, and the kid on the mound was his son. And as far as the punishments, the coach has been banned from Oklahoma youth baseball for the remainder of his life as his 11-year-old son gets a 5-year suspension.
I've never heard of anything like that in smaller leagues, like high school even.
It's insane.
That's crazy.
I mean, this dad is a psychopath, obviously.
Parents are always the worst part of kid events.
Yeah.
Always. You saw the video last week of the kindergarten?
Like a, kindergarten graduation.
Yes.
And then the parents are getting into a full-on brawl. You know, like someone ended up going to the hospital, one of the moms.
Just over who's sitting where. It was crazy.
Absolutely insane.
And when my kid played soccer, there was a game where an opposing mom was upset because she thought that our kids were being too rough. So she came over after the game to our kids that were our team, and she said, "I'm going to remember every one of you."
Oh, my God.
And I said, "Are you insulting this team? Get out of here." And she turned and walked away, but it was like,
she's threatening high school students.
What are you doing?
Oh, it's crazy.
Why are parents so bad?
I know.
So that's the topic today. Parents behaving badly. Extra points if you're telling on yourself.
Yes.
Because you were a bad parent at some point. You got caught up in whatever it was. 800-520-1067 is the phone number.
And for the best call or text, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see Avenged Sevenfold and Good Charlotte at BMO Stadium on August 30th.
Parents behaving badly. Extra points if it's you. 800-520-1067.
Coming up at 5 o'clock, it's your next chance to get qualified to see our Fighters of Foo in Nashville.
K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. You just qualified to see the Foo Fighters in Nashville.
Woo!
Well done. The drawing is Monday, and your name will be in the drawing.
Oh, yes.
It's 5 o'clock stories, and we are taking your phone calls on parents behaving badly.
And for the best call or text, we got your tickets to see Avenged Sevenfold and Good Charlotte at BMO Stadium on August 30th.
Parents behaving badly. 800-520-1067.
Hi. I want to tell myself about a parent behaving badly.
Yes, it was you. Let's hear it.
It was. So I was on the board members of the AYSO in my local community.
Yep.
And I was yelling at the other board members because I didn't think they were representing the kids fairly. And they were rushing through signups and not letting us get enough coaches and enough referees. And I was asked to leave because of it.
Oh, my God.
Did you curse them out?
I did not, but I yelled as loud as I possibly could.
Oh, my God. So they kicked you off the board?
I was, yes.
I love it. I love that you're telling on yourself. That's so great. K-Rock, hello.
Dude, I got the best one for a bad parent.
So all right, let's hear it.
So this is when my kids are about 7 and 8. I was at an Albertsons. I was just doing my normal grocery shopping, but they were grabbing stuff and doing all this kind of stuff, and they were making me mad. So the point when we're walking out, I said, "I'm going home. You're staying here." So I got in my car. I was driving around. I was selling, and I just left. I left my kids there, and I was watching them. And they were sitting on the curb, and they were, like, crying and whining. And I gave them probably a good maybe 15, 20 minutes until I pulled up. And I said, "Next time I go shopping, are you guys going to act like that?" And they were, like, perfect angels for the rest of the time. Every time I go to Albertsons.
And how old are they now, and do they ever bring it up?
So, yeah, they bring it up, you know, every so often. But now my son's now, like, 25, and my daughter's, like, 22.
Yeah, and they talk about that time you scarred them for life by abandoning them at the Albertsons.
They just bring it up as the Albertsons incident? K-Rock, hello.
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 Hello. Hello, hello. Hello.
Parents behaving badly.
Hello. Hey, okay, when I was a kid, I was in Little League, right?
Yep.
And we never dressed right. We all had uniforms, but we never dressed right. So the coach, he had his star son. His son was the star of the freaking team. And kid.
Right.
And he said, "Okay, everybody here, gather around." And he made a big old circle. And he stripped them naked. His own dad.
What?
He said, "This is how we're going to dress."
Did you say he stripped the kids naked?
He stripped the kid down to his dock, man.
All right. Well, that's...
But just his son. He did it to his son?
His son, and it was the coach's son. It was the coach's son.
Did he make you call him Mr. Epstein?
That's a good joke.
We are taking your phone calls at 800-520-1067 on bad parent behavior.
And extra points if it's you. You're going to win tickets to see Avenged Sevenfold and Good Charlotte at BMO.
We're taking your phone calls and texts on parents behaving badly.
The 657 said, so my mom took me to work with her at that time. I didn't know that she was a topless maid because when I got there, there was a gentleman there and my mom said, clean the hallways. I look over and she was topless. I was like, what the F?
I really wish
this person called in because I have so many follow-up questions.
Taking your phone calls on parents behaving badly. You have a story like that?
So I was playing baseball as a team, and I was a pitcher. And three of the other team had watches on trying to blind our teammates with their watches.
Oh, the reflection of the sun in their eyes?
Yeah, they're literally, like, using the sun to put it in my eyes and other people's in their eyes when they're trying to bat and all that stuff. So I ended up calling the umpire over, and I told him, I was like, hey, these people are trying to blind us with their watches. And the umpire walks over to him and is like, hey, you got to stop doing that, blah, blah, blah. Then the parents started calling us names, like calling us little bitches and crying and all this stuff. So our parents started to call them out and be like, hey, what's your opinion? They're just kids, blah, blah, blah. The other parents walk over and start talking shit to the other team, like our team's parents. And then our parents and their parents got in a big fight, all of them started brawling in front of us. Yeah, there's a full-on brawl behind the freaking backstop.
How old
like,
were you?
All the parents are getting involved, the coaches, everybody. So all the teams, all of us that were playing, we walk up on the field and we just stand there and just watch, like, what the hell is this going on?
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello.
Well, I'm a bad parent. I've got two boys and my four-year-old. We went to Thanksgiving at my in-laws. And my four-year-old decides to sit down and give the finger to the entire table in a sweeping motion. And my mother-in-law goes, what is wrong with you? What are you doing? Well, that's how Dad waves to people in traffic.
Oh my God.
Nice.
Yeah, boy, I slithered under that table quick. my father-in-law thought it was hilarious.
Of course, it is hilarious.
It is.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Parents behaving badly.
No, this is not me. It's my father, my dad. When I was a kid, he would drink too much at my brother's Little League game.
Oh, no.
And get kicked out of the game, and it happened numerous times.
What was he shouting to get kicked out?
He's yelling at the umpires, and he's saying bad words, and very mad at calls, and it just was too much.
Just like the guy that's just taking it like it's the most serious thing. Yeah. It's the World Series.
Yeah, like it's professional baseball.
Yeah.
Like he's 8 years old, my brother.
Oh, my God.
That is crazy. I think we have to go with all of the parents in the ballpark going crazy.
Oh, yeah. With
right?
The massive brawl. Yeah. So that is Johnny.
Johnny, hi.
Hi.
You are our winner. Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Oh, shoot. Okay, cool.
You're going to go see Avenged Sevenfold and Good Charlotte at BMO Stadium on August 30th.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, my gosh. My wife loves them. Oh, both of them.
Yay.
Excellent. Tell them that you thought about her and you got them for her. You're being thoughtful.
I definitely will.
Go tell her you
points.
Want them.
Yeah.
It is K-Rock Road Trip USA destination number 2.
Let's get you qualified to see Foo Fighters in Nashville. Your shot to win is coming up at 6 on K-Rock.